I haven't seen any of those that he's published, at least, on it. But and he's been very responsive as far as any input. He has a special comment website to send information and that, and he's fixed a lot of things that people have come up once it got out in the masses, and people are using it now. They're finding out the little bugs here and there that, so he's constantly developing stuff. He's in another revision of the firmware as it is, so that's good at least. So, like I said, next thing is, besides the house project, we need to circle back and figure out that train project. But before I send it in to the guy that developed it, I got to get some screenshots and write down of what I've done and what I've troubleshooted and say, okay, help me out here, guys. You guys that have built this project in the crowdfunding source or people, help me out here to what's going on.
Yeah, most of those forms are pretty good. Most of them will get right in there and help you out. The data sheets, they come from the whatever sensor you bought from that manufacturer. That's where they come from, as well as any microcontrollers or anything of that nature. Those data sheets come from those people there, and there's a lot of information on the data sheets.
Okay. Yeah, I have to look those up because all that information was online from the various companies, I think. So I'll have to look up some of that and see, keep that on hand. And like I said, I've got links to those, and he's put up the page of alternatives. If you can't get this one, here's our other sensors that will fit into the socket and do that. Plus, he's also developing, because people are having problems getting all of these, so you got to put in these separate boards that all link together to be able to power all of these devices and send it to the information from the sensors to the screen itself. He's actually in the process of developing his own circuit board and have that manufactured, which will basically cut out all of these extra cables. All of the sensors, the cables that came right with the sensors will plug into his board and eliminate this cable mess of, I got seven separate cables in there. So, now you get that. After I bought all that parts, all these extra parts, that would have saved me about $120 worth of extra boards that wouldn't be needed, but this is where it's kind of come to at this point as he develops it.